Good evening, residents of SEPA. This is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update for Thursday, April the 23rd. As the lockdown is nearing the end of week two, I know that many people are wondering what is going to happen next. First, I want to let you all know once again that the measures that have been taken are for everyone's safety. We are aware that having to stay home can cause discomfort and even anxiety, but this was done as a precaution and for the protection of our community as a whole. Unfortunately, today the police had to fine a person because the individual did not adhere to the measures that are in place. This is not something that is taken lightly, because when you do not adhere to the measures, you are not only putting yourself, but us all at risk. We expect a large number of test results to come in the next couple of days. Based on these results, decisions for the coming weeks will be finalized and then communicated. In the meantime, I am asking the community for patience and consideration. I want to take this opportunity to thank the different people that are out there doing a needed service for the community under these exceptional circumstances. People that make it possible for us to get our groceries at our doorsteps. The public health and community development team. Our garbage collection team that continues as usual, the personnel at the hospital, the Red Cross and delivery volunteers, and the ones who take care of our elderly in the home. Not forgetting the people who continue to supply our water, the ones who provide gas for our essential service vehicles and cooking gas at home, and the security teams that help to keep our ports safe, and all others who do their very best for you and us. Looking at the world around us, we see that all countries are trying to find the best answer to this COVID-19 virus. We see different approaches and different measures. One thing is for sure, there is no perfect solution. We learn from others and make use of the expertise of the World Health Organization, the Pan American Health Organization, and the RIVM organization in the Netherlands. The Ministry of Health, Sports and Welfare is also instrumental in assisting our islands. Today we got word that the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Climate implemented a new measure to help businesses. Next to the already known salary measures from the Social Affairs, Economic Affairs and Climate created a possibility for all businesses to receive a one-time grant of $4,400 for high fixed expenses. Businesses should visit the website to apply for this and fill in the forms. In case of help needed, you can send an email to info@sebagov.nl. In closing, remember that each day can bring new developments and new challenges, but with your help, we continue to face them with strength and determination. I thank you.